and get ready to roll. Let's do this. We got a trailer. That's right. We finally got a trailer of Hellboy, you know, after, you know, statements and interviews and all kinds of pictures and, you know what I'm saying, posters. And I'm flummoxed. Yeah, flummoxed. I think flummoxed is a good word to describe how I feel, because I'm not liking the trailer like I thought I was gonna like it. Now, you know, for all the folks that are loving this trailer, hold on, ease up real quick, because I've been a cheerleader for Hellboy for a minute. I know your boy Anansun Rama, he holds it down. I understand that. But all of the promo materials that we saw shoot up until this point have kind of cast an atmosphere and a feeling and a tone of something that would be very direct, very weighty, very serious, very intense, and just a very full-fledged superhero action horror, but also drama filled, you know what I'm saying, something that you can actually deep dive into the character. At least that's how the images felt to me. I felt like this was going to be very serious. And I mean, not serious to the point where, you know, you feel like you got to figure out, you know, mathematical calculate equations or something. I don't know. I'm just making something. Anyway, the point is, not serious to the point where you can't have fun, but something that's more taking itself seriously. And I say that to say the trailer comes off where it's very joke filled. It's very kind of like, you know, kind of like it's going to be a fun romp, if you will, instead of something that's going to be seriously diving into the balance between light and dark, the protection of this realm against, you know, the otherworldly creatures and the creatures of the night, stuff like that. And I don't know. And the reason I say I don't know is because since this is a trailer, people can always cut trailers in a way that make you think a movie is one way and it's not. Case in point, Edge of Tomorrow. Another example, and dang, I cannot think of the name of the movie now. But there's another movie that's an action movie that they cut the trailer and you didn't think it was, never mind, it wasn't an action movie. Here's a good example, The Descent. The Descent is, if you watch the trailer for The Descent and then you watch the movie, you're like, hey, this isn't kind of like, at least the first trailer that I remember, you'll be like, hey, this isn't really, I thought this movie was going to be different. And The Descent is a good movie, but it's just, you don't get the same vibe that I think the movie gives you. And it's one of those things, or one of these things, where I don't know if it's that the movie is like this or just that the trailer is like this, because, you know, as time goes on, you know, Hollywood gets into its spells, and right now everybody wants to have a trailer that's lighthearted, that jokes a little bit. And this one has a lot of jokes, a whole bunch of jokes for your butt, and I wasn't really feeling them all. And it's weird because I don't know if it's just that the trailer is cut this way, and then when I see the movie, I'll be like, oh snap, that's actually kind of funny. But right now, they weren't landing for me like that. And it's strange because, like I said, the promo material, once again, cast this light where I'm thinking, yo, this is going to be deep, dark, suspenseful, intense, action, horror, scary, but definitely serious. Not serious to the point where, you know, this has to be like pretending like it's going to cure, you know, out here curing cancer or colonizing Mars, you know, to save the universe. But it, I thought it was going to, I thought it was going to be way less jokes. But once again, when it comes to the trailer, it might just be how the trailer house cut that thing and not specifically the way the movie is. You know what I'm saying? As far as the suit, the suit itself, I don't know. It's weird. The suit doesn't... Is it me or the suit looks better in the pictures than it does in action? Which is strange to me. I don't know. Maybe I'm just bugging. You know what I'm saying? Because I watched the trailer twice. I watched it on a computer monitor. Then I watched it on the television. Just, you know, be sure, like, yo, I'm, you know, man, am I bugging? But the suit don't look as dope as it looks in the pictures. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know how I'm feeling about that. So anyway, got the suit, which isn't really killing it for me, but it's not horrible. It's just that it looks so much better in the promo materials. Like, and when I say promo materials, I mean all the photos that have come out before this point. Even the poster. That poster yesterday, Jesus. And then that there's a profile picture when he's holding the sword, and it's like you know, like lava's dripping off of him. Like, you have this stuff that looks so serious and so intense, and then we get this trailer with the music and the jokes. It seems like that somebody isn't matching somebody. Either the movie is not matching the trailer, or the trailer's not matching the movie, or the promo materials aren't matching the trailer and the movie. Something's off, especially when, you know, we get these interviews where, like they said, I believe the director said, they didn't have handcuffs on, and I'm paraphrasing because I can't remember the whole interview, but kind of like they didn't have handcuffs on and they were allowed to go where they wanted to go and where they needed to go. So I'm wondering if this is just a trailer and I don't like this trailer, but the movie's going to be fun, you know, straight fire, or if this movie is not what we all thought it was going to be. Because this brings me to my next point with the CGI. And I know people in general, you know, people like or, you know, don't like Del Toro's style, but Del Toro's monsters don't look as CGI as these ones do. These ones look very CGI-like. And I don't know if, you know, it might be stuff that's not ready, but I was under the impression this movie was done. But these monsters don't look all the way done as far as rendered. Now, it might be a case where that's something in the side of the movie where they'll, you know, kind of explain to us and make us understand, or another way to push forward that these creatures don't belong in this world or in this realm, and that's why they stick out the way they do. But the CGI definitely doesn't look, it just doesn't look, you know what I'm saying? When you look at, Disney's Jungle Book, or you look at the way Thanos was looking in Infinity War, or something like that, you see where effects can go. You look at even, A Wrinkle in Time. You look at some of those effects and you look at these monsters and you're like, oh, I don't know if y'all are ready. So it's weird. I don't know where I stand because I love Hellboy and I love the two movies that we have. And I know this is a reboot, but I feel like maybe we should have gave Del Toro what he wanted, because I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm feeling it, and I don't know if I'm bugging. I mean, tell me, let me know if I'm bugging. Tweet at me at That Nerd Soul. Feel free, please tweet at me. Let me know if I'm bugging. Yo, check it. This is random, but I swear Jim from The Office just drove by. Like, I swear your boy from Jack Ryan just drove by me right this second. Like, no lie, had a full beard and everything, looking like he was about to fight terrorism. Straight up, on Olympic, no problem. Olympic Boulevard, LA, your boy Jack Ryan is riding around in a Land Rover. But I don't know, am I bugging? Let me know if I'm bugging, man. I was so amped for this. I was so excited, so hyped for this. And I don't know how to feel now. So let me know if I'm bugging. Or maybe I have some valid concerns. I don't know. Sometimes I be tripping. I'm going to be honest with you. Sometimes your boy Nerd Soul be tripping, but I don't think I'm tripping. But we got some other stuff to do, so let's do that. All right, let's see if they're going to let us in. We got a decent little line of cars. All right, here we go. Get in behind the Jeep. Here we go. All right. So we got another trailer. Oh, yeah. Before we get started, I love Men in Black. When I was younger, I love Will Smith. But, you know, Will Smith was like the guy when I was younger, man. Like, it's funny. He was hip hop. He was, good at acting. Like, he played well with others on screen. You know, just he was like somebody that I really enjoyed. Was extremely entertaining, mad charismatic, still is. So Men in Black comes out, and it was just right up my alley of the kind of like Ghostbusters but just for aliens. And, you know, you take that, you add in kind of like the secret society kind of thing. I just really loved it. It was funny. It had some action in it. It was witty. I just really enjoyed it. And you're talking to someone who not only liked the first and second movie, but also liked the animated series and the third movie. Like, I thought the third movie was solid. I enjoyed the third movie. So I know, you know what I'm saying? People don't like it as much as the other two, but I really dug it. I thought it was cool. So with that said, this new trailer, oh man, I'm so glad it's back. I'm so glad Men in Black is back. Straight up, Sony, you gonna look, I see you. All right, you got one with Spider-Man. All right, Spider-Man's. All right, you got that. And this one looks like it might be another hit. You know what? If Men in Black is good, I know it's kind of soon, but I'd say you guys could be on a roll. In sports, you need a streak. You know what I'm saying? Three wins is a streak. So I'd say this. I'd venture to say this. Sony, bring it in. I want you to listen. Listen up, Sony. Pay attention to your boy. Let me preface this, you know what I'm saying? It's a delicate job, but if Spider-Man is already good. So Spider-Man is good, that's a win. Men in Black International, say that's good. Say that movie is as good as the trailer purports it to be, then that's a win, that's two. I'd venture to say, and I know there's a lot of people that probably be like it's too soon, but I would venture to say, take another swing and a solid good swing at Ghostbusters. Take another one. I know it's soon, but y'all did it with Spider-Man. Y'all rebooted that quick. I'd say take another swing at Ghostbusters. Now, I know you know Ghostbusters might have y'all heart hurt right now. You know what I'm saying? Y'all might be sitting over there looking like AJ Johnson at the end of the International Players music video, but I'm telling y'all, it might be worth it. But back to the trailer, man, the sleek, the style is back, the jokes are back, the action, but just undercut with this kind of like wild wonky world where it's like they live, you know, behind the shadows in this like secret, you know, government. It's very good to feel at home when you watch this trailer. Seeing Tessa Thompson being kind of like the new agent coming in, I didn't know how they were going to play her from like the interviews and stuff that I had read. But now after seeing the trailer, it's cool to see her, you know, her character kind of like excited to be part of this, you know, looking for it and kind of like seeking out, like wanting it. Because of course, you know, when we were with Will Smith's character, what was it, Jay? When we were with him, he kind of like stumbled into it. But her character, she's like looking for it. Like she wants to be part. And I'm just like, yo, this is dope. Because you can see just her attitude, like even in her eyes where they grow big and she's so excited to be there. And then the line about like her looking good and the lady that's questioning her looking good in the suit. You know, just so many things that kind of like tie with parallels back to the beginning. Then you got Chris Hemsworth. And boy, Chris Hemsworth is doper than a lot of people think. And I know in a way he's playing like a version of Thor in this. I know people say that, but the bottom line is, if it works, it works. And it works. I laugh through it. I'm interested to see how their relationship is. You know, someone who's super excited and someone who's like, I'm the man, I've already arrived kind of thing. And, you know, kind of like the James Bond of the the Men in Black. It's funny. The way the trailer comes off is just so, they captured what Men in Black is very well in this trailer. And I was worrying if, you know, I was wondering, like, will they be able to get that feel? Will they be able, because the pictures, you know, the pictures can't really always give you that feeling. And it's weird because to the opposite, I felt like the pictures from the Hellboy were really giving us a feel of like this serious, intense, suspenseful, you know, horror thriller with, you know, peppered action and stuff. And then the trailer we got, I was like, whoa, this is not what we're gonna get. But with this, the pictures didn't really, you know, we saw, you know, the actors together, we saw them like smiling on Instagram or whatever, but we didn't really get, you know, when the music was there. And then you had the little aliens walking by talking like make way and stuff, and just like the little tiny jokes and jabs from this world that make it what it is. And man, am I glad to see this. I love this trailer. Like, I really love this trailer. This might be one of the best trailers that I've seen in a while, especially since there's so much pedigree behind it and so much history behind it. And I know it seems like, oh man, there's only three movies, which is true, but they're so old that you've got this history like this, you know, because there's been also the animated series. I believe someone licensed the comic book for it too, and I can't remember. Did Dark Horse license a comic? I feel like there was a comic book, like somebody did like a short run of comics for this, for Men in Black. But anyway, I'm loving the action in general. I'm loving the weapons are back in the car. The aliens, the weapons, the jokes. Tessa Thompson, great. Chris Hemsworth, great. We saw them great together in Thor. Now we're seeing them together again, which was a good look. And they are great together again. I'm so ready for this. I'm way ready for this than I am for Hellboy. And I know that sounds extremely strange, but yes, I'm extremely ready for this. And I'm hyped. And I know I'm looking through the rose-colored glasses. I know. But if this movie delivers what the trailer says it's going to deliver, this movie's gonna be a solid movie. Now, you know what I'm saying? This movie ain't gonna cure cancer. But this movie could be a great time in the theater, popcorn, laughing, and just, you know, smiling. Wow, that trailer. I watched it, then I watched it again, then I watched it again, and I'm impressed, man. So let me know how you thinking. Let me know how you feeling. Cause you got one franchise with Spider-Man. I'm gonna say animated. I ain't talking about the live action. Let's give up live action. All right, Spider-Man animated. What y'all doing animated? Let's keep that. All right, so we got the animated, right? All right, we got that. And then you got Men in Black. Say that joint hits. That's a hit. Everybody like it. Cool. You got two. I'd say let's go back. Let's take another crack at that Ghostbusters, because in this, I know we're about to shift to Ghostbusters talk, and I know the last movie was not, you know, was not the flavor. You know what I'm saying? I know it was not the flavor. We all know, all right? We all know. But Ghostbusters as a property is rich in content. There's a lot you can do with it. There's a whole lot you can do with it. So between, and just with the scripts that I've read, like, Max Landis, and I know however you feel about Max Landis personally and all the stuff that he's done or said or whatever, we ain't gonna go there. But Max Landis has a script that's dope. There was a kid, well, not a kid, he's probably a grown man, but there's a man that wrote a script that won like a fan event or something like that, and that script was dope. And that was like back in 2014 or something. I can't remember his name, forgive me, but there was a script written by a guy that won like some kind of, you know, fan festival thing, and I read that. That was dope. So there's people out there that still love the stuff and are talented enough to also write the stuff. There are members of the Ghostbusters that are still living. I know that we lost Harold Ramis, but I do think that we could possibly turn this around, and Sony could have three franchises that, you know, they might not bring in Avengers numbers, but they entertain crowds, they make critics happy, and they bring in that dough. You know what I'm saying? So I'm here for it. I'm like, yo, I know Ghostbusters, you know, the reboot won't, you know, everybody's flavor. But I think Ghostbusters in general can be something that's really good. Especially when you think about like the creepy and sort of horror aspects of the movies, because, like, you know, they had the comedy, but then they had some really creepy moments. So yeah, with that said, back away from this Ghostbuster talk, because I know we're here talking about Men in Black. I'm ready. I'm excited. This movie has me. I am ready to watch this joint now. It's been a while since I've talked about Sony in a good light. It's been a long while. So if Sony gets this, yo, man, straight up, if this one's good, Sony, you just need one more. All right, you just need one more. I know your Bond stuff is up in the air. We don't know what's going to happen with Bond. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, yo, Ghostbusters, you know what I'm saying? Just go back to the drawing board. You know what I'm saying? Make it an actual sequel. You know what I'm saying? Or it doesn't have to be a direct sequel. It could just be something that happened. It could be like in the same world. But like, all right, so this isn't Ghostbusters 3. This is just, you know, it could be called The Ghostbusters. And it can still be like, yo, this is, I don't know, 30, 40 years later. I don't know how long. Man, I don't know my math, all right? But it's mad long ago. 30, I think. Like 30 years, 30, 40 years, all right? And so it's a minute, and I don't know. There's tons of scripts out there that are good. If I've alone read two, then I know that, you know, I don't know, like 8, 9 that are solid have crossed y'all's desk. But anyway, guys, we, you know, Sony might be making a comeback with this. Men in Black looking good, looking real good. Look, let me know how you feeling, man. Make sure, you know what I'm saying, tweet a brother, message a brother. I'm down to talk about some Men in Black, all right? Because I love me some Men in Black. I'm about to go get this. Yo, I'm about to look up and see who got the streaming rights to the animated series right now. Because I love me some Men in Black. Anyway, we got to move right along because I'm pulling up to the end of this parking deck. All right, back it up. Going back it up. All right. Ah, boy. Good drive.